Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Thursday, March 21st. U.S. equities finished higher in Thursday trading. The Dow finished up 0.68%. The S&P 500 finished up 0.32%. The Nasdaq finished up 0.20%. And the Russell 2000 finished up 1.14%. The Dow, S&P, and Nasdaq set fresh record closes, though ended well off session highs. The Russell closed near the highest point since early 2022. S&P is now on track for its best weekly performance since December of 2023. Today's outperformers included broad semi-space, HDDs, banks, asset managers, home builders, machinery, road and rail, building products, and auto suppliers. Mag 7 names were mixed, with Apple a big drag amid antitrust headlines. Not a lot of groups in the red, but laggards included restaurants, casinos, discounters and dollar stores, pharma and biotech, P&C insurers, beverages, pet products, fertilizers, commodity chemicals, precious metals miners, and China tech. Treasuries were mixed, off some early strength. The dollar index was up 0.6%. Swiss franc weakness was a big foreign exchange story after a surprise rate cut. Gold finished up 1.1%. Bitcoin futures were down 0.7%. WTI crude settled down 0.2%. Dovish Fed takeaways continue to underpin risk sentiment. Takeaways are focused on unchanged median dot for three rate cuts in 2024, and Powell's comments suggesting recent inflation data has not changed the Fed's view on the broader disinflation trend. Powell also noted upgraded 2024 GDP forecast is driven by favorable labor supply dynamics. While economists said Chair Powell yesterday put the Fed firmly in the soft landing camp of ongoing disinflation and resilient labor markets, actual conditions may be more supportive of a no-landing narrative. B of A's latest FMS showed 62% of respondents seeing soft landing as the most likely outcome, though 23% see no landing, up from 5% in October, while hard landing fell to 11% from 30%. Meanwhile, positive macro surprise momentum is another area of focus today, with housing and labor market as bright spots. The combination of a disinflation-driven Fed pivot and a firmer U.S. growth backdrop are still the big bullish talking points for stocks. The AI secular growth theme is also a tailwind for risk sentiment, again today, with positive Micron technology and Broadcom takeaways. AI is driving continued momentum factor outperformance despite continued positioning and concentration concerns. Moving on to headlines, the market is processing several economic releases. Initial jobless claims came in at 210K versus consensus for 215K and last week's 212K. February existing home sales rose 9.5% month over month amid continued solid demand. March S&P flash services PMI dipped a bit month over month, but manufacturing was better. There's also some focus on higher input costs. Initial claims beat, though continuing claims were above consensus. The Philly Fed Index beat as a headline print surprised positive with prices paid the lowest since May of 2020. It was busy in terms of overseas developments. BOE held, as expected, as Governor Bailey said the bank is not yet at the point to cut rates, and said rates could remain restrictive even if the bank cuts. S&P surprised markets by cutting rates by 25 basis points to 1.5%, its first easing in 9 years. BOJ Governor Wida reiterated financial conditions are to remain accommodative following NIRP exit and noted March tightening is designed to avoid sharper moves later. Moving on to corporate news, Apple was a laggard after the DOJ filed a long-anticipated antitrust lawsuit. Micron Technology finished up 14.1% following strong fiscal quarter two results and better quarter three guidance. Guess finished up 20.7% as quarter four EPS and revenue beat, with gross and operating margins ahead of consensus. Darden Restaurants cut sales guidance, noting a tougher operating environment. FactSet was under pressure after guiding full-year revenue to the bottom of their guidance range. Five Below finished down 15.4% on a quarter four miss, with the company flagging shrink, while full-year 24 guide was also weaker. Accenture revenue missed, and it lowered full-year guidance. Chewy finished down 10.3% as quarter four earnings and revenue were better as well as margins, but net adds were weaker than consensus. Academy Sports and Outdoors was down big on weak guidance. KB Home beat and spring selling season commentary was positive. Winnebago Industries noted an ongoing softness in RV and marine markets. Reddit was the latest IPO to surge on its debut. Meanwhile, Nike, Lululemon, and FedEx all report after the close. That's it for today's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Have a good evening, everyone.